This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And next up, we're going to be following up on how small vendors and traders are faring, especially those who depend on seasonal sales from Ramadan bazaars. So while many people have not been able to make their usual profits, many have said that they were at least able to get by. In fact, e-bazaar vendors like Nurizaida Jeffrey from Miri saw her sales increase to the point where she made up to 700 ringgit a day. Nonetheless, some businesses struggled to adapt and have continued relying on walk-in customers. And this includes Kak Mai, who is a seamstress that we spoke to earlier this week, who said that she just wasn't ready at the beginning of the MCO to move her business online. Some traders have also complained that they have faced delays in receiving the cash aid from the Prihatin Economic Stimulus Package, and some have actually said that their applications were rejected. In fact, the Inland Revenue Board announced that overall there were over 1 million applications that were rejected. And so I think it's going to be interesting to find out why, and also to find out, you know, on the ground, which is what we've been trying to do, how things have actually been going. Because when you look at larger news reports or bigger numbers, it can be difficult to lose sight of the fact that behind these numbers are individual stories and individuals attempting to make money in a time of year where money is very much needed, usually in order to, you know, just do things that you would like to do, to buy new clothes, to have enough food, to be able to celebrate in the way that you would like with your family and your friends. And so we are just going to be checking in after this with Muhammad Zamri Muhammad, who is the Secretary General of the Coalition of Malay Small Traders Association Malaysia, or the GPPPKM. And we did speak to Zamri at the start of Ramadan, but since we are near the close, we thought it would be good to drop by again and see how things have gone in the month and how going digital or not has helped. So that's going to be coming your way right after this. If you have any thoughts or questions, do send them through. Again, those numbers, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:40 in the evening and this is the Evening Edition with Lynn. Now, we're taking a look at what it has been like for small traders who traditionally, you know, would depend on the surge in spending during Ramadan and instead have had to find different ways to survive, and to see what things are actually like on the ground. Earlier today, we spoke to Muhammad Zamri Muhammad, who is the Secretary General of the Coalition of Malay Small Traders Association Malaysia. So BFM last spoke to Zamri at the start of Ramadan when the government said no to physical pasar Ramadans this year and vendors had to make the shift online. So now that it's been a month, we wanted to know how successful that transition was and catch up with Zamri. So he was more comfortable speaking in Bahasa, so that's what you'll be hearing him speak in. And I'll just be doing a quick recap as we go along. Firstly, here is Zamri's update on the e-bazaars.
Alhamdulillah, sambutannya agak memuaskan. Sebenarnya semasa PKP dahulu pun, kita tengok memang di segi capaian perniagaan online ini memang memberansangkan lah, meningkat hampir 70%. Walaupun ada pun cukup pada Allah Ta'ala, yang mana ada 2 minggu yang lepas ni, lepas 4 minggu turut-turut, kita tak boleh melaksanakan perniagaan, kita dah mula dibenarkan meniaga secara kecil-kecilan dahulu. Kalau dahulunya untuk yang berbumbung saja di medan-medan selera, tapi sekarang ni yang payung pun dah ada dalam pertengahan Ramadan itu. Langkahnya dia orang lebih bernafas lah. Selain daripada yang dibuat secara online tadi tu, penjualan secara langsung ni amat membantulah pejaya-pejaya kita untuk membuat jualan yang lebih baik lah, terutamanya pada pelanggan-pelanggan yang memang ternanti-nanti untuk membeli barangan, terutamanya makanan untuk berbuka puasa.
So there, Zamri was saying that the response to e-bazaars has been positive. Even before Ramadan began, online sales increased by almost 70%. And 2 weeks ago, after a month of inactivity, smaller businesses like roadside stalls were finally allowed to reopen so traders could breathe easier. While online sales were good, it has also been incredibly important to be able to reach customers who have been looking forward to buying food for the fasting month. Now, on the topic of curbside stalls being allowed to operate, we have seen reports about a general lack of adherence to the SOPs and guidelines that were set out by the government. So I asked if Zamri felt that there was enough awareness and compliance among hawkers and small business owners when it comes to SOPs.
Semua yang nak melibatkan diri dalam perniagaan tu memang dia tepat sepatutlah pada SOP yang telah digariskan oleh kerajaan. Walau mana pun, seperti mana yang berlaku pada peringkat awal dahulu, apabila dibenarkan perniagaan berkonsep payung dibuka untuk Ramadan yang ke masuk minggu kedua tu, dah selepas 10 hari tu berniaga tu, kita dapati memang keadaan tak terkawal lah apabila dengan kunjungan terlalu ramai. Contohnya kaum pandan hari tu berlaku sampai dia orang viral. Sebenarnya ada, di segi kawalan tu ada, tapi apabila kehadiran tu terlalu ramai, jadi kita dapati memang agak longgar lah sikit. Itu yang kerajaan bimbang apabila dibuat satu garis panduan yang ketat macam ini, masih lagi ada yang terpaksa membuat pelanggaran syarat-syarat yang ditetapkan. Walau mana pun kita dapati daripada masa ke semasa memang ianya bertambah baik lah. Sebab kita boleh menerima. Kalau dahulu kita tengok kan, orang sendiri pun dia orang terpaksa buat jualan pack untuk kata orang tu take away je. Sekarang ni apabila kerajaan dah benar letak meja antara 2 meter satu meja ke satu meja tu, ada juga perniagaan dia kata tak payah buat meja lah. Dia lebih selesa dah dengan perniagaan take away tadi. Jadi kita tengok semalam pun saya dengar dalam TV 3 semalam yang majalah 3 menyebut bahawa di Penang dia orang buat survey kan 30% tak nak buat pembukaan meja ni. Jadi kalau kita tengok tu maknanya peniaga pun boleh terima apa yang disyaratkan oleh kerajaan. Sebabnya yang ni pun kita terpaksa buat pertimbangan. Sama ada nak duit ke nak kesihatan yang baik. Memang kita nak kedua-dua, tapi yang pentingnya kesihatan tu lebih diutamakan lah.
So to sum up, Zamri said that those who want to operate physical stalls must of course adhere to the SOPs. However, and he gave some examples there, crowd control has not been effectively enforced. Having said that, he has seen things improve, even as dine-ins are now allowed. Some are only still sticking with takeaways. And for Zamri, this shows that operators are heeding the government's advice and businesses have to choose whether to prioritise profit or people's health. And ultimately, safety should be put first. We then moved on to talk about the subsidies and assistance that the government rolled out under the Prihatin stimulus package to help small business owners. According to Zamri, it's been challenging for many hawkers and traders to access these benefits.
Daripada peniaga-peniaga kecil inilah yang cukup menghadapi dilema yang agak besarlah bagi dia orang. Bagi saya ni, kalau kita tengok, kita sebagai persatuan telah berusaha menyediakan senarai. Senarai ahli kita seramai 146,390 orang dah hantar kepada Kementerian Kewangan, yang mana dalam perbincangan itu akan diserah kepada laksana untuk mengadakan pembayaran-pembayaran yang sepatutnya. Tapi apabila kita telah melalui tempoh yang agak panjang, contohnya pada awalnya memang peniaga-peniaga yang berlisensi dapat one off RM500. Tapi itu merangkumi 30% saja. Berarti ada lagi 70% tak dapat one off tu. 70% lagi tidak mempunyai apa-apa bantuan. Mengharapkan pula kepada pakej rangsangan yang disediakan oleh kerajaan itu untuk dua pakej lagi. Selain pada one off tadi itu, kita ada kepada pejaja-pejaja yang menghadapi masalah dan juga B40 ni, iaitu pakej Prihatin Nasional. Tapi kita di pihak penjaja ni, kerajaan syaratkan supaya mendaftar dengan SSM. So semua penjaja ni telah mendaftar dengan SSM. Tapi disebabkan oleh daftar dengan SSM, dia orang dah tak layak pula. Jadi di sini peluang untuk penjaja untuk dapatkan pakej tadi pun dah tiada lagi.
So there, Zamri was talking about some gaps, right, in terms of what's been provided. So, for example, more than 140,000 GPPPKM members applied to the Ministry of Finance for financial aid. Only 30% received the one-off payment of 500 ringgit, and the remaining 70% have not received it yet, nor have they received any other form of help. So what's happened is they've turned to other packages, like Bantuan Sara Hidup, or more recently, Package Prihatin Nasional. But when the government instructed traders to register with the Companies Commission of Malaysia to apply for that 500 ringgit payment, they then lost the ability to qualify for the BSH or the PSN. Zamri also added that there were similar issues with accessing the special Prihatin grant, where the 3,000 ringgit would have been given to 700,000 traders. Because one of the conditions for that grant is that your business needs to be registered with the Inland Revenue Board. And small-time traders like pisang goreng sellers may have registered with the SSM but not LHDN. And all this then adds up to them being either disqualified or just not eligible to apply for any aid. So Zamri appealed to the government to reassess their qualification process and waive certain requirements so that small traders aren't overlooked and can stay afloat during this difficult time.
Diorang tu adalah simpanan sikit kan, tapi simpanan bila dah habis terpaksa berminjam. Jadi itu satu masalah sosial ekonomi yang akan datang berlaku pada rakyat kita, kita tak nak lah. Jadi kalau kita boleh, takat mana yang boleh kita bantu, kita bantu. Bukan kata kerajaan tak bantu, banyak juga di segi bantuan-bantuan, di segi pemakanan dan sebagainya melalui dapat agama. Tapi pada masa yang sama juga, pejaja dan penaik kecil juga pun ada komitmen tetap bulanan. Lepas 2 bulan lebih dia orang tak berniaga, dia tetap juga kalau dia sewa rumah nak kena bayar sewa. Jadi banyaklah komitmen-komitmen yang dah ada tu. Jadi kita kena pertimbangkan situ lah. Sebabnya kadang-kadang ni kita tengok desakan hidup ni boleh membawa satu musibah kepada mereka yang mengalaminya. Mungkin bagi kita tu kecil, tapi bagi mereka, walaupun 1,000 tu besar bagi mereka. Perlulah diberi pertimbangan.
So there, Zamri was touching on the fact that traders who have run out of savings have had to borrow money, and that could lead to socioeconomic problems in the future. But he also says that the government has helped a lot in terms of food aid, but it also has to keep in mind that hawkers and small business owners have monthly commitments, and that the money they do receive could go a long way in helping them. To close off, he wanted to thank the government on behalf of traders and hawkers for all the assistance they've provided to the rakyat. And he said that it's not that they aren't looking at small traders, but perhaps that process for obtaining aid could be reassessed.
Saya bagi pihak pejaja dan benda kecil mengucapkan ribuan terima kasihlah kepada kerajaan yang begitu prihatin mengambil berat tentang rakyat. Dan juga bukannya kata berjajian dia tak tengok. Dia tengok banyak pakej rancangan dibuatkan, tapi mungkin cara dia tu tak berapa tepat. Boleh pindaan dibuat supaya lebih memudahkan peluang kepada pembantu, usaha bantu berjajian ni dapat dilaksanakan. Itu baru panggil laksana. Sekarang ni Kementerian Kewangan panggil laksana, tapi tak terlaksana lagi.
You just heard there Mohamad Zamri Mohamad, Secretary General of the Coalition of Malay Small Traders Associations Malaysia, speaking to us about the trouble that small businesses have had in accessing financial aid under the Prihatin Stimulus Package, as well as more broadly, what the adjustments have been like in this time of the CMCO and leading up to Raya and in the month of Ramadan. If you have any thoughts or questions that you'd like to share, again, that number to call is 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.